coming to the Fruit and Salvage Coffee House. It's so good to see you. I'm Bill Evans. I play the banjo, and I feel so honored to be playing with this assembled group of musicians. And I want to introduce you to our guitar player. He's originally from Nine Mile, Indiana, and I met him. Were you in your 20s when I met you?
I think so.
You were playing. Just started with Claire Lynch, and then he did 6 years of service with the Lonesome River Band. He's won 2 IBMA Guitar Player of the Year awards along the way, and with his wife Amanda, they won an IBMA award for Emerging Artist of the Year. And it's such a treat to have this world-class guitar player with us. Make welcome Kenny Smith.
Settle down, Musketeers. Settle down, Musketeers.
So we started off with a traditional tune from one of your recordings, right? Cumberland Gap?
Cumberland Gap.
Cumberland Gap. And the one we went right into was a tune of mine called Indiana Firefly. And that's a tune I wrote sort of recalling visiting Bill Monroe's Festival in Bean Blossom, Indiana with the with the Good Old Persons in 1983. Good Old Persons was a band I used to play with. Some of you may know that we just were here last month. So anyway, we went back. I'd never been east or to the Midwest, and I had, it was exciting being there, where the Stanley Brothers and Jimmy Martin, all these people had played. But was even more exciting to me was the Fireflies, which I'd never seen, so never heard of such a thing. So that's where the title comes from for that one.
And it just so happened that Kenny was a high school football player in Indiana. That was his nickname. He was a wide receiver, Indiana Firefly. I thought that would get a bigger laugh. We won't use that one tomorrow night. Well, so a lot of us are going up to a camp, a music camp in Petaluma, a wonderful camp called the Walker Creek Camp. And when I saw that we were all going to be there, we talked about it and we decided to come and play the Freight. And we're so happy that you guys are here. And then, what are we going to play? And so we really focused in on a lot of things that were original compositions, more or less, but in a bluegrass style mostly. And so I'm up to bat now. And you travel around the country, and we used to look at road maps. How many of you still remember that? I bet, yeah. And you travel all through these different states, and I've discovered that there are probably a lot of states that have a town called Petersburg in them, right? It's Petersburg, Virginia. But this one is Petersburg, Illinois, and it's a tune called Petersburg Gal.